But one of his close friends, Tolani Ngwala's close friends, was Advocate Musisi Kagane, who joins us on the line now. And thank you so much for your time on the program this evening, Musi. Of course, this must be a very, very difficult time for you, given that you were such a close friend of his and that he was often heard on the phone to you in the newsroom. Our sincere condolences. How are you coping this afternoon?
Thank you. It's been hard, but I think Tolani was loved by so many people. And that love has just been flowing today. So it makes one cope.
Yes, yes.
It makes one cope.
Yeah, I suppose we're all united in grief at this point. Musi, give me some idea of the aspect of Tolani Ngwala you knew.
Wow. Well, first of all, this is a rural boy. We come from the same rural village in Pulwa, in Bendle, those areas. So he's a younger brother to me. But one of the things about Tolani that I think it emerged now when he was going through what I call this crown of thorns, this hardship he was going through, was how he approached joy and hardship with the same grace, the same laughter, contagious laughter throughout. And for me, that the man who had achieved so much, younger than me, because he's really a younger brother to me.
Yes.
But his ability to connect with people, he was no celebrity. He was just a rural boy who connected with everybody and dealt with all of us and every person with such integrity and honor.
You know, the point you make about his never having lost a sense of himself and where he came from is so true, because it's part of the reason that he could relate to everyone. People he interviewed, people he interacted with socially, people who just bumped into him in public places and wanted to connect with him personally. How important was that to the man he was? Because it's a very uncommon thing, I must tell you, in the broadcasting industry. When people generally reach a certain stage of broadcasting, you know, when they're particularly well known, it's uncommon to find people who are able to maintain that sense of self. How do you think he did that?
I think he did that because he never abandoned friends he grew up with. He never abandoned his roots. So in a way, his background, both of us are Catholics, and his Catholic background, his rural background, his rural friends, he never left them behind. Regardless of his achievements, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter how high he went in life. Tolani connected with all of us who were his rural friends. And in that way, I think it kept him grounded. And I think it created in him this ability to deal with hardship gracefully and to deal with each individual, regardless of their class or status, with the same smile, the same contagious laughter. And so in a way, I think it's that connection with himself and where he comes from and his parents and his church and his rural friends that made him grounded.
I must ask you about the symbolism of a life lived as he did. You know, you've got this story of a young man from a rural area who came to the big city, made a wonderful name for himself here, grew to be loved by people all over the country. I think it really is a very encouraging and inspiring story for so many other young children who find themselves in rural areas and have hopes of making it big in whatever area is of interest to them.
Yeah, I think it teaches us one lesson about the importance of simplicity. Is that his hallmark was simplicity, was that ability to relate with himself, to laugh at himself, and to deal with people as just people. Even when he dealt with ideas, Tolani dealt with ideas with that rigor, that intellectual honesty, but also was not scared of confronting his own limitations in terms of ideas, would ask people. So I think that's what made him an achiever. The ability to love people and the ability to love knowledge and to embrace his ignorance whenever it emerged and to ask for help. And I think that's what distinguished him from most of us.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening, Advocate Musisi Kagane.